Murray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
I got those drawings for the stabilizer upstairs, Ray. I'll go up and get them.
Take your time, Steve. Give me a chance to say hi to the boys and Bob.
Good.
Tradition? What's tradition? An excuse to keep things the way they were instead of letting us introduce a new idea.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Ray.
How are you, Mike?
Mike, you haven't seen Ray in quite a while.
Oh, yeah, it's good to see you. Look, my point is, why should we have to live with a bunch of traditions that don't mean anything to us?
Look, Mike.
It's all right, Steve.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
Are you trying to tell me I cheat?
Heck no, but you sure goof up the rule.
While you get the drawings, I'll say hi to Chip and Bub.
Do you think it's safe?
I'll risk it.
I put down a club and you said you didn't have any.
Well, if I said it, I meant it.
Then how come you put down a club?
Well, I must have thought it was a spade.
Boy, if I did something like that, you'd get sore and then you'd harm quick.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between being your age and my age.
Hi, you two cotshucks.
Hi, Mr.
Oh, hello, Ray. How are you? Sit down, will you? Make yourself at home.
Want to play three-handed hearts?
Sorry, Chip. I can't stay.
You're lucky. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but somehow I kind of wish Sudsy were here.
Oh? Where's old Sudsy?
We're out of school the rest of the week. Well, his father took him to Washington, D.C., because his mother couldn't stand him any longer.
And Chip's just moping around the house, fussing with me.
Freddie went to his aunt's house. Well, there's nobody left here to play with, except big guys and babies.
Oh, hi, Miss Wong.
Hi, Robbie.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Big French test coming up?
No, I'm taking Spanish, but I'm doing this for Angela.
Oh, Angela's French.
No, she just goes for the guys who speak it. Hey, Bub, do you have any French cookbooks?
I need an interpreter for the ones in English.
You see, Angela goes for the guys who knows all about fancy cooking. You know, like a la Marseille and a la Pierre, a la Antoine, stuff like that.
Invite her over tonight for some leftovers, a la Bub.
So for the love of the lady, you're studying to be a gourmet.
Well, I just got to show her that Bradley Beaumont isn't the only guy who knows his way around a French menu.
Mm-hmm. Hi, boys. Bob.
Hi, Steve.
Here are your drawings, Ray.
Thanks, Steve. I was just hearing about the Continental Playboy who's after Robbie's girl.
Oh? Don't tell me Ingrid is fickle.
Angela.
Ingrid was three girls ago.
Oh, I can't keep up with it. Say, Chip, didn't I hear you arguing with your grandfather when I came in?
Yeah, sort of.
Why?
Because I was handy. He'd argue with a cat to the mood he's in.
We're still in the same mood, huh?
Steve, since Chip's at loose ends without Sudsy, maybe he'd like to spend a few days with my family.
Well, that's very nice of you, Ray. Isn't it, Chip?
Yeah.
We'd enjoy having a boy in the house. My daughter Sally is just a year younger than you, Chip, and not too bad for a girl.
Hey, how about that? Crepes, desserts, are nothing but pancakes.
What do you say, Chip?
If Sudsy or Freddy or any of the others should come back to town, your dad can call you and we'll bring you right back.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Wong.
Well, then go upstairs and get your stuff ready. And remember, you're not taking the rock collection.
Okay.
Chip's very pleased that you invited him, right?
He's not half as pleased as I am.
Nothing but scorched pancakes. Bub serves them all the time and we didn't know what we were eating.
Ray, I'm working on an article for our school paper that's going to blow the roof right off the college. I'm calling it Tired Traditions.
Oh?
Yeah, the old way is the only way. Well, not for me, it isn't. The sooner we can smash out of this prison of traditions, the sooner we can start really living. I'll see you later, Ray.
My leftovers just left.
Well, it seems Mike has junked one tradition already. Ordinary politeness.
Don't you remember how we were at Mike's age?
Yeah, I guess so.
Goodbye, Bob.
Goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye, Robbie.
Yeah? Do you think a nice girl could really like a guy who eats snails?
Comment allez-vous? Je vais bien. Voulez-vous un sandwich avec du pain français? Angela.
Oh, hi.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
I'm in kind of a hurry.
Oh, well, how are you anyway?
Oh, fine.
Well, I thought maybe we could have some lunch together.
Oh, I'm sweet, but I can't.
Voulez-vous un sandwich avec some French bread? And a salad with you know what kind of dressing. And for dessert, Dutch chocolate cake. Bub doesn't know how to make French pastries yet.
It sounds wonderful, but I've promised to have lunch with Bradley.
Oh, Bradley.
He took me to this divine place for dinner last night. So different, so exotic. Peruski's Petrov. Grape leaf sauma, and for dessert, baklava.
French?
Oh, no. Bulgarian.
Bulgarian?
Mrs. Wong?
Mr. Douglas, Chip's father?
Yes.
Please come in, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you.
May I have your hat?
Surely. I'm sorry Chip took off without some extra socks, but...
Oh, we could have gotten him more socks, but I really think he was lonesome to see you.
Oh, really?
You're actually Chip's father?
Yes.
Ray has talked so often about you and your family, but I thought you were a much older man.
Oh, well, you have a charming home here, Mrs. Wong.
Thank you. Personally, I prefer Danish modern, but my husband's father clings to the old ways. That's why we stay in this district. All of his friends are here. You know how we respect the old ones.
Yes.
Ray's out there in the garden with his father. I'll get Chip.
Fine.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ray. I just dropped by to bring Chip some clean socks.
Oh, I'd like to introduce you to my father. Honorable Father, may I present my friend, Mr. Stephen Douglas?
Welcome to our home, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you, Mr. Wong.
And this is my wife's cousin, Miss May Lu. She just arrived in the United States from Hong Kong.
How do you do, Miss Lu?
Mr. Douglas, we would like to keep your Fu Chi with us.
Fu Chi?
It's the name Father has given Chip. It means not strange. To my father, it seems that Fu Chi has always been one of us.
Oh, yeah.
Steve has two other sons and his father-in-law. They all live in a household with no women.
I do not think such a household existed this side of heaven.
What are those birds, Ray?
A cardinal and two finches. They recall to my father another garden long ago in Peking.
Birds and flowers fill an old man's days quietly and restfully.
Father has many different varieties of flowers in his little gardens here.
Yes, they're very beautiful. Well, I guess I'd better say hello to Chip and get back to work.
Is Alice rounding up Chip for you?
Yes, she is, Ray. Goodbye, Mr. Wong.
Thank you.
Miss Lou? Goodbye, Ray.
Bye, Steve.
Did you meet our grandfather, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, I did, Mrs. Wong. I was just thinking of a grandfather whose days are not filled with birds and flowers. I hope Chip isn't too much trouble, Mrs. Wong.
Oh, no. He's a very good boy, but quiet.
Quiet? You must have the wrong boy.
And he eats very little.
Well, now I know you have the wrong boy.
I've tried to fix the dishes he likes, but he only eats enough to be polite.
That isn't like Chip.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Chipper.
Dad, this is Sally.
Hello, Sally.
How do you do, Mr. Douglas?
Come, Sally. A woman must know when the men wish to talk.
Sam.
Well, Chip, how are you getting along with Sally?
She's not too clunky for a girl.
Huh? You having a good time?
Yeah, it's okay.
You don't want to go home?
No. Everything's kind of interesting. Everybody acts kind of goofy, but it's not creepy goofy.
I think I know what you mean. Mrs. Wong tells me you're not eating too well.
Well, she fixes hot dogs and hamburger and spaghetti. I was counting on chop suey.
Well, she's probably just trying to make you feel at home, Chip.
Yeah.
Now, you eat like you do at home, huh? Well, maybe not quite that much. We'll pick you up Sunday.
Okay, Dad. Bye.
Bye-bye. Mrs. Wong.
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you I'm leaving.
Mr. Douglas, on Saturday, we celebrate the birthday of Honorable Grandfather Wong. We'd be so pleased if you and your family would join us.
Oh, we'd like very much to come, Mrs. Wong. I want the rest of my family to meet your Honorable Grandfather.
Wonderful. We'll see you on Saturday, then. About 7:30.
That'll be just fine.
Mr. Douglas, If there's no woman in your house, then who cleans and cooks and sews?
Our honorable grandfather, Bubba. Goodbye, Miss Wong.
Goodbye.
Birthday party?
Yeah, it's a party for Ray's honorable grandfather, Wong.
How old is this guy?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell, Bub. He must be up in his 70s, though.
Well, birthday parties are strictly for kids. What are we going to do, play pin the tail on the Mandarin?
Bob, you went around the world when you were in the Navy. Don't you know that Oriental people have a different way of looking at things?
Yes, they have this strange idea that young people owe respect to their elders. Now, that must be Ray.
Big Mouth and I can finish up. That old guy will split a gasket trying to blow out 70 candles.
Now, here... Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Dad. I'm Mr. Wong.
Hi, Rob. You look depressed.
Yeah. Angela again?
Dad, every night Beaumont takes Angela to a different kind of restaurant. She thinks he's great just because he knows where to get creamed whale blubber.
Creamed whale blubber?
Yeah.
Must be an Eskimo dish.
Rob, why don't you invite Angela to join us Saturday?
Well, thanks, Mr. Wong, but I'm afraid a birthday party would seem pretty tame to a girl who's tried candied grasshoppers.
Just leave it to me, Robbie. By Saturday, you'll be an authority. Not on the entire Orient, perhaps, but at least on the Wong household. Let's start him on his education right now. May I?
Anything that'll help, Ray.
Robbie, in my house, there's a Chinese scroll. It says, G-G-Y-G-G, but-G-Y, but-G, C-G-Ya.
Is that so? What's that mean, Ray?
It means to know what you know, and to know what you don't know is to know.
Oh, how was that again?
My mother has an imitation Ming vase. Maybe I could talk about that.
Just relax and leave everything to me, Angela.
Welcome, my honorable grandfather. Welcome, my father. And welcome, my brothers.
What's he been doing? Taking polite pills?
Thank you, my son, Fu Chi.
Fu what?
Oh, please come in. You are most welcome to the house of my father.
Hello, Sally.
Shepard.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, hi.
So this is Angela. Truly a bird of paradise.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she, though? Angela Topher, this is Mr. Wong.
How do you do, Angela?
How do you do? I've never seen anything like this.
I suppose you're familiar with that.
No.
It stands for happiness, so that when everyone comes into the house, they find happiness.
But you read chapter?
It's a smattering. As Confucius says, ho fuck ho sao.
Oh, of course.
You must be Robbie and Angela. I'm Mrs. Wong.
Ne homa.
Ho, Robbie.
Nigo nui jai hai lai. May I present Miss Angela Topher?
How do you do, Angela?
How do you do?
Robbie said you are indeed a rare treasure, a girl of jade and silver.
Robbie said that?
For you and Miss Telfer, oh. Robbie.
Doja.
That's very nice.
It is a matter of tradition.
Oh, that looks fine.
Thank you.
Do we all of us get one, Ray?
Yes, I like this rose.
Would you like to see the garden?
Oh.
This way.
There we are.
What is this, Robbie? It's beautiful.
The family shrine is only put up on special occasions. The Buddha is a good copy of a Tang sculpture from Shensi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mr. O'Casey, will you sit here, please? With your permission, we'd like to make this a double birthday. We'd like to honor you also.
But this isn't my birthday. I can't remember the last time I had a birthday.
It is the sum of your years that we honor, sir, not just 1 year past.
Please, Bob.
Okay, why not? Maybe I got a birthday party coming.
Please.
Thank you. Grandfather.
It's very nice of you to honor Grandfather Bub.
I didn't know there was anything like this left.
The old customs and traditions are leaving us, Mike. I think that much joy and beauty will be lost when the new life is won over completely.
Maybe so, Mr. Wong.
Mr. Wong? I thought you and I were Ray and Mike.
Somehow it didn't seem right.
Come. It's time for the presentation of gifts. Chip, Sally?
For you, Grandfather.
The golden coins, much the most beautiful coins in the world.
It's from the Douglas family.
Thank you.
For you, Honorable Grandfather.
Wow.
May your singing sound better than my fussing.
Well, it's just exactly what I wanted. A great big canary.
It's a lark. It's from the Wong family.
Well, I don't know what to say. I wish I could say thank you in Chinese.
Do jie.
Do jie.
You're welcome.
Grandfather. Sing something, Afal.
Boy, this is great. I thought all your mother knew how to fix was hot dogs.
Grandfather, I wonder if you could have somebody knock off a recipe for me before we go home.
I would be delighted, Grandfather.
Thank you very much.
Bob, what kind of soup is this?
It's a bird's nest soup.
Real bird's nest?
Well, not the nest, but the substance which holds the nest together. They're made from very special kind of nests. The best ones are found in some caves and...
by the chess move of my cousin. When I marry, it will be a man who chooses me and whom I choose. But we must play out the game for her sake.
It'll be a pleasure.
So let's begin with that in common.
You're just fabulous.
Thanks. One of these evenings we'll go Indonesian. They really have far out customs.
Oh, Robbie.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute.
What's the matter with you, Wayburn? I played a heart.
Just a second ago, you said you didn't have any heart.
Who says?
I say.
Wait a minute. Back where I come from, when a guy makes a crack like that, he better have something to back it up or he's liable to get his whole face changed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. were saying...
Thousand apologies. If Honorable Grandfather said he had heart, then Honorable Grandfather had heart.
That's much better, fool.
And please, Honorable Grandfather, don't put any cards up those big sleeves.
Very funny.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.